Republican lawmakers at state capitals across the country have been introducing bills to restrict abortions after GOP successes in the midterm elections. But according to the reproductive research group, the Guttmacher Institute, a bill in South Dakota is the most far-reaching to become law. Yesterday, South Dakota's governor signed legislation requiring women seeking an abortion to get counseling at pregnancy help centers and wait 72 hours after meeting with a doctor before having that abortion. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are promising to sue to stop the law from taking effect in July. Megan Luther is a reporter for the Argus Leader in South Dakota. Megan, first, this 72-hour waiting period will be the longest in the country, and during that time, women will have to get counseling at designated pregnancy counseling centers. Who are these counseling groups?
The main center that's been pushing and lobbying for this legislation and really behind it is called the Alpha Center. It is a nonprofit agency in Sioux Falls. Alpha Center is opposed to abortion, and their whole goal is to counsel women and prevent abortions. And so they qualify, and they'll be one of, the largest crisis pregnancy counseling centers. 31 of their, 34 counselors are volunteers. So the opponents had questions about the accreditation of these counselors to talk to women about abortion and counseling them since some of them don't have accreditations themselves. The other thing is there are centers throughout the state that do counsel women, but they're not even sure if they qualify under the statute. So that's another thing that they have to work out.
Well, the state has among the lowest abortion rates in the country, and there's already, as you said, a one-day waiting period in South Dakota and a requirement for counseling. Is this just a step toward outlawing abortion completely? And where's public opinion on this in the state?
When it comes to outlawing abortion, public opinion has been pretty clear. There have been two statewide votes in the last 5 years, and both of them overwhelmingly South Dakotans rejected a ban on abortion. The first one, a complete ban. The second one, a ban with the exceptions of rape and incest for abortion. You know, obviously this isn't a ban. It's unclear if public opinion is totally against this or totally for this. It remains to be seen at this point.
Well, there's only one Planned Parenthood clinic in all of South Dakota that performs abortions, as I understand, and the doctors who do the procedure don't live in the state. They fly in from Minnesota. So how will this waiting period affect women trying to get abortions, especially if they live far away from that one clinic?
That's what opponents are concerned about. South Dakota is not a small state. Some women have to drive 5 hours. They would have to make multiple trips from the initial meeting to the 72-hour period, and that's a lot of driving, opponents say.
Some Republicans wanted the governor to veto the bill solely on the grounds that it could cost the state a lot to defend it in court. And since that's where it's expected to go next, how much is it expected to cost, and will that be state money?
Sponsors of the bill say around $100,000. Legislators who voted against it are concerned it's going to be six figures. Now, South Dakota still is in a lawsuit against abortion legislation that it passed back in 2005. So far, taxpayers, according to the Attorney General, have paid about $50,000 for experts. That doesn't include the time and the labor from the Attorney General's office. They've assigned two attorneys to that lawsuit. So it remains to be seen how much it is actually going to cost.
And I understand there's some private fundraising around supporters of this law who want to help defray the costs?
Absolutely. From the Alpha Center, I talked to the president and co-founder, and she said it's now her turn is to fundraise because she doesn't want to put the burden on the state. The state just made $127 million in cuts. So they're trying to alleviate that burden and do private fundraising.
But it's interesting to hear the private fundraising coming from these pregnancy help centers that are tied into the law requiring women to go to them. This sounds like it raises a lot of legal challenges. What do you think the outcome will be from this?
I have no idea what this outcome is going to be. When the initial 2005 law was taken to court, two out of the three prongs of the law were struck down in court. The judge that did that might be the same judge that will be hearing this legislation. The possible three judges that will be hearing this legislation, two are appointed by President Clinton, the third is new and was appointed by President Obama. So it will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Megan Luther is a reporter for the Argus Leader in South Dakota. Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome.